the gift that changed the world. I'm thinking about whether I should pray or not. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for this day and this time and just the chance to be together, Lord. And we get together in your name because there's no other reason, really, for me anyways, to gather and share and fellowship, Lord. And so we pray that you just bless this, bless your word, and bless our time, and bless our hearts. Bless our hearts. And for any of the Southern Bells here. And we love you, Lord. We thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. So what idea comes to your mind when you hear the word Christmas? You might think of serene, peaceful images or twinkling stars in the night, softly falling snow, and church bells in the distance. Others might think of walking the malls, city sidewalks, busy sidewalks, enjoying the crowds, which for some is a dreadful thought. What? Go out shopping? Or the idea of shopping and what to buy that person or a child who seem to have everything. It's like, is there really any one more thing I could get for them? I have a couple great-granddaughters like that. No, that's right. we try to fit a few more things into the calendar that's already full of life demands. Families, activities, doctor's appointments, and sports schedules, which for grandmothers and grandfathers, that's a busy thing. They all seem to take a back burner to the necessities at hand. Christmas cards, making cookies and treats, wrapping presents, buying or making gifts, and thinking about what to do for those people that we love can be really hard, at least for me. But there are some people that are really good at it, and they seem to know the needs and likes of others and just know naturally what to do. People like that are really a gift. You might think of some of them in your life. I can, and they really know how to bless me. The Lord has made us all in such a way as that we can be gifts to each other. Those who send cards or call or visit with those who are alone or ill. There are people who see the needs of others, single moms or families who can't afford to have their car fixed or child care, or they see older people who need help with their general care of the home or daily chores. Every individual can be a gift to someone. It doesn't have to be because of a need. Oftentimes it's done from a desire to bless or encourage. 2,000 years ago, a gift was given to the world. In the darkness of night, in the humble form of a baby, away in the manger, the giver was God. How silently, the wondrous gift was given. Was there a need? Was it benevolence, a kind gesture, a special baby? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. What child is this? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created everything that was made, man and woman, and declared all was good. There came a choice to man. Would he follow God's direction? And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat, you shall surely die. This death would come to the world's understanding of the God who was and who would keep them from being able to know him, or who would keep them from the death would come and not being able to understand who God was or being able to have a relationship with him. Their eyes became blinded to the love he had for them. They hid from him. They chose their own way, and it opened to them and us a world where things are not who God is. This choice not to follow has brought everything in the world under the results of not knowing God. Did this change God's love for man? And as the kids would say, not. Who went looking for who? Adam was the one who hid in his guilt and shame, which he had never known before, and has brought all of creation under this curse now, where we see everything dies. Hate, lies, murder, and wars are prevalent in societies left to themselves. And even where there are laws, man fights against it. Every man doing what is right in his own eyes. Everyone searching for love and acceptance. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then peal the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. He is born, the divine Christ child. How silently, the wondrous gift was given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. So Jesus grew and brought ideas contrary to what the people had known as to who God was or how he felt about the world. He was so different. He was inviting. He was challenging. Jesus claimed to be the Son of God and the Son of Man, who wanted to bring men back to God. Sinners wrong with true repentance, doomed for guilt to endless pains. Justice now revokes the sentence. Mercy calls you, break your chains. Come and worship, come and worship. Worship Christ, the newborn King. He would carry their burdens, troubles, and sorrows. He defined what real love was. And praises sing to God our King, and peace on earth, goodwill to men. God, in the express image of Jesus, would seem to be giving man another choice as to what or who they would follow. Adam's likeness, Lord, efface, stamp thine image in its place. Second Adam from above, reinstate us in thy love. Let us thee, though lost, regain. Thee the life, the inner man. O to all thyself impart, formed in each believing heart. We know what follows. Man, in his rejection of God and going about to establish his own way, crucified Jesus, hoping to put to death in their own thinking the voice of truth. Thou comest, O Lord, with the living word that should set the people free, but with mocking scorn and with crown of thorn they bore thee to Calvary. But remember what was said. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume. Breathes a life of gathering gloom. Sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone-cold tomb. No man took Jesus' life. Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now you hear of endless bliss. Joy, joy, Jesus Christ was born for this. He has opened the heavenly door, and man is blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. He laid it down freely, and in doing so, he now has given to every individual the opportunity to make their own decision, whether to follow God or not. As in Adam, the first man, all died. So now, because of Jesus, the second Adam, all can be made alive. Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now you need not fear the grave. Peace, peace. Jesus Christ was born to save. Calls you one and calls you all to gain his everlasting hall. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save. He has given each one of us the choice. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes not is condemned already, being under the first man's condemnation. Sinners wrung with true repentance, doomed for guilt to endless pains. Justice now revokes the sentence. Mercy calls you, breaks your chain. He has given to, in Jesus, everyone the ability to understand and to decide for themselves what to believe. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings, born that man may no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, then second birth, to the world angels sing, glory to the newborn king. And joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you. We were without hope, lost and condemned and judged. And Jesus, this is what you've come to do. This is why the angels rejoice. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Now the heavens are open and man and God are reconciled. You've made a way for us, Lord. We don't have to be under this condemnation. You've saved us. You've shown us your love in the fact that you would give your only begotten Son as a sacrifice to show the love you have for us. Who would do that, Lord? Who would give their only Son for wicked people, Lord? But you did it for us, and we're thankful. And it's the reason why we celebrate today. And we just thank you so much and love you. In Jesus' name, amen.